Foundations of Western Civilization, Lecture 5. Homer, The Odyssey and the Birth of Tragedy.
We talked about Homer's Iliad and the notions of arete and kleos and individual achievement. It's time now to turn to the other great Homeric poem. Shorter, more recent, and in the eyes of many critics, and I, in my own eyes, even better, great, though the Iliad is. The Odyssey focuses on Odysseus, a character whom we met in the Iliad, and on his adventures trying to get home from the Trojan War and after he gets home. But the feel is very different, and it's different in interesting ways. It's a much more domestic kind of epic, and the position of women in the epic is much more pronounced, and that's actually something which is important to its theme. The plot I want to go through very, very quickly here and get mainly to the themes. There are a lot of characters in the Odyssey, and it's easy to get confused, and maybe it would be helpful before we start discussing matters any further to outline a few of them. There's Odysseus, the main character, the king of Ithaca, his wife Penelope, their young son Telemachus, and also two faithful servants. One, Eumaeus, Odysseus's swineherd or the keeper of his pigs, and two, Odysseus's old nurse, Eurycleia. Odyssey has, of course, come to mean long wandering journey because of Homer's Odyssey. And when you read it, the surprising thing is how little of it is actually devoted to chronicling Odysseus's journey. Only 1/6 of the total work, in fact, is about Odysseus's wanderings. And interestingly, something that people sometimes forget is that for all of these wonderful supernatural adventures, we have only Odysseus's word for what happens. And for the rest of all of his crew, there are no survivors. In fact, if you use the numbers from the Iliad, Odysseus is a very dangerous man to be associated with. The kill rate in his contingent going to Troy was well over 99%. He alone survived to tell the tale, which in some minds might raise questions about his leadership if it weren't, in fact, Odysseus who's the leader. The first half of the work can be divided into three portions, each 4 books long. 1 through 4 chronicle the journey of Odysseus's son, Telemachus, to mainland Greece to get word of what's happened to his father. Is he alive? Is he dead? Has anybody heard? Does anybody know? Then, and only then, the scene shifts to the island of Calypso, a nymph who for 7 years has kept Odysseus as something not unlike a sex slave, and chronicles how he gets off her island and winds up on the island of the Phaeacians, which is a strange and magical place, and how there, arriving naked on the beach, storm-beaten, he, with nothing but his verbal and intellectual resources, persuades the Phaeacians that he is a worthwhile person and somebody whom they should treat with respect and indeed send home on a ship, which involves tying up the time of an entire crew for however long it takes to get him home. Finally, in that first half, sections 9 through 12 are Odysseus explaining to the Phaeacians at, in effect, a dinner party, how it was that he arrived on their island. And that is where we get the account that most people think of as the Odyssey.